USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The first two of 21 funerals began in Uvalde, Texas on Monday, remembering the victims of the school shooting at Robb Elementary School. The services are taking place as more questions are emerging about the police response. State Senator Roland Gutierrez tells NBC News there are gaps in the timeline.
I've seen the transcripts, and I've not listened to them. I did see some of the footage of the first seven officers in the school.
Gutierrez adds from what he saw, those officers pulled back. Leaders in the European Union have reached a compromise to impose a partial oil embargo on Russia. It only covers Russian oil brought in by sea. A new package of sanctions will also include an asset freeze and travel ban on individuals. The bull and the bear took a rest on Wall Street today because of the Memorial Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The first hurricane has made landfall in the Pacific season on Monday as Hurricane Agatha hit 5 miles west of Puerto Angel as a Category 2 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles per hour. Torrential rains and howling winds whipped palm trees and drove tourists and residents alike into shelters. National emergency officials say they assembled a task force of more than 9,300 people for the area, and more than 200 shelters were opened as forecasters warned of dangerous storm surges and flooding from heavy rains. Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was arrested over the weekend on suspicion of driving under the influence. The Porsche he was driving was hit by another vehicle in Northern California's wine country. The 82-year-old could face misdemeanor charges, including DUI. He was released on $5,000 bail. A spokesperson for Speaker Pelosi said that she will not be commenting on the matter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The debate on whether to do something about gun control on a national level continues. A bipartisan group of senators are negotiating a proposal in response to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Texas Senator John Cornyn, representing the GOP side of the room, says talks have been ongoing over the phone and in person. For the Democrats, Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy says he'll know soon whether a framework agreement is likely. Meanwhile, some Republicans are focusing on keeping guns out of the wrong hands.
Senator Lindsey Graham says creating a system of intervention is the key to curbing gun violence.
All these shooters have one thing in common, right? They're disturbed. They're talking about violence. They're acting out. And we do nothing about it until it's too late. Let's create a system so we can do something about it before they use the gun. It's not so much the gun, it's the person with the gun.
Speaking with reporters, a South Carolina Republican said he doesn't believe in taking any guns away from responsible people, but would work to keep firearms out of the wrong hands. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
San Francisco baseball Giants manager Gabe Kapler suspended his national anthem protest to acknowledge Memorial Day. After the Uvalde shooting, Kapler said he would not take the field for the national anthem in protest until he, quote, felt better about the direction of our country. Kapler has protested during the anthem before taking a knee in July 2020 to protest racial injustice. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.